Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to Williams Tire over in Danville, Nobles Networking in Cochrane. Also, Par Hopper, who just joined ship. Want to give a big shout out to Jay Piper and them. Par Hopper is golf apparel. Y'all go look them up at www.parhopper.com. They sent me some cool shit, and I'm very excited to have them on. Also, our management company, Red Circle. Thank y'all for putting some change in my pocket. All the sponsors that y'all have us associated with. And I want to give a big thank you to all the listeners the past week. We haven't done many shows. My father's been in the hospital, and I just hadn't scheduled a lot of stuff. Well, today, on Tuesday morning, I made a TikTok, and I said, hey, y'all tag your favorite TikTokers, the most entertaining people that you have came across, whether they have a big following, little following, what the fuck ever they got. And the young lady I have on tonight at 12:30 a.m. Georgia time, and what is it, like 11:30, 10:30 Texas time, Miss KP, Miss Kayla, she was tagged several times, and I already followed her. Well, she's got a fat ass, big titties, and I was like, hey, I like this chick. And then she ends up being actually entertaining and funny. So I was being very sexist to start off with. And she changed that very quickly. She's very funny. So Miss KB, or where the fuck you go by, Kayla, thank you for doing the show.
Heck yeah. I'm here and I'm down for it. I mean, like you said, whatever the hell I go by, you can call me whatever. And I think I'd answer to it.
If you keep blushing like that, I know it's the truth.
Oh, goodness gracious, hello.
So, one of the things that I found very funny a while ago was I got tagged in your live. And I was already in bed. I had done went home for the evening. And I knew I couldn't go to sleep. I knew it was fucking pointless of me going to sleep. And I was trying to pick out of everybody that folks were that tagged today. I was trying to pick two or three of y'all to do it. And it was funny to me. You lit up when you saw my name come into your live. And I was like, oh no, me and her could talk shit to one another. This will be funny as fuck. Like I can roast her about getting excited about fucking little old me. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's have Kayla on the show.
Hell yeah. I mean, you said that in my live. You're like, oh, the way you just lit up. And I was like, okay, first of all, let me just say, like I said, I felt like an idiot at first. Like, he came across my For You page, one of his TikToks did, and I was like, I don't know who this motherfucker is, but damn it, praise the mama and daddy who raised him until I do edit it. And then, like, you had commented on it, and then you, like, followed me back, and you, like, messaged me, and I said, oh my God, is this real life? Like, what in the hell? And then, like, a few messages exchanged, nothing crazy. Don't ever think, like, all y'all out there don't think we're getting married tomorrow.
No, but I didn't send a dick pic yet, so we're good.
Not yet. I mean, we're waiting still, pending, you know.
It's I promise, I don't know if you got the Zoom feature on your phone, so I don't know whether to send it or not.
So, anyways, I was like, oh, okay. You know, I just was like, hell yeah, like, he was raised right or whatever. But, I mean, and everybody started freaking out. They're like, oh my gosh, love Josh. And I was like, well, I feel like an idiot. Like, I don't even know who this guy is. Like, you know, because you meet so many people on TikTok, and I kind of felt bad there for a minute, but I was like, well, I guess I'll get to know him now.
I'm glad you didn't know who the fuck I was. I don't like when, I know you don't understand, I hate when people know who the fuck I am. I'm an ordinary fucking person. I happen to work in country radio for a long time. I happen to have a bunch of friends that are big into music in Nashville. Have some other friends that are big on social media. But I hate fucking social media. I hate being on social media. I hate every fucking thing about it, but I have to be part of it for my job. And like, I always sit back. Like, even today with making that post about, hey, tag your favorite TikTokers in this, and your name got tagged in it. So what I try to do is I try to correlate people who tagged folks and people already followed. So you had to have a video at some point in time that I was like, oh, this bitch is bad. Like, I'm going to follow her and everything. And then people tagged you. So that's how I knew the night show was made for you.
Well, I mean, without making your head any bigger than it already is, I feel honored to be a part of this. Not only one, because you really are pretty well known on the TikTok community, quote unquote.
They can all suck my dick.
I mean, never. As long as it's hard, I mean, yeah, they might enjoy that. But what I'm saying is, like, you're pretty well known on the TikTok community, you know? I felt bad because I didn't know who you were. But, I mean, I did. I was like, I feel honored. Like, this is a pretty big deal. But, I mean, I've had TikTok now going on, let's see, May will be a year, or was a year I've had TikTok. And it blew my mind to think that that many people thought that highly of me. And so today when I got tagged in your TikTok so many times, I was like, y'all, what in the world? And so I'd message you and I said, hey, I got tagged a handful of times. And I mean, I would feel real special if I got to be a part of that, but you know.
Well, I like real people. And I think the folks that follow me and actually listen to the show, they only tagged real people. They didn't tag people that they knew they were going to get on my show. Because the thing that a lot of folks don't get, if you get put on my show and I think that you're full of shit, are you getting called out about being full of shit? Like, straight up getting told, I think you're a dumbass. And so they know who to tag and who not to tag. So I give you props for that.
And that's one thing that I stand by still to this damn day. When I started TikTok, people begged me, like, oh my gosh, please do TikTok. I said, hell no, I can barely deal with Facebook as it is. So here I was, 14 beers deep, and I said, let's make a fucking TikTok. Like, oh God, and that's where it started. 14 beers deep, here I am making a TikTok, and that's there she went, folks. And everybody's like, Kaylee, you're literally one of the most realist people that I've come across on here. Like, you tell it like it is, but not in like a hateful way. But I've talked about shit in my life that I've gone through, been through, dealt with, only in a way for other people to hopefully kind of, you know, like, hey, look, I've been through it, you can do it. But I also find a very fucked up sense of humor about the shit that I've gone through. So a lot of people can't handle that because, you know, that's just who I am. And
we like fucked up sense of humor around here.
Oh, I got it. And people are like, why are you laughing at that? And I'm like, why would you not laugh at it? Life is way too fucking short to be anything but motherfucking serious 7 days a week. Come on now.
You are adorable. How old are you, first off?
I'm a whole 29. I'll be 30 in December.
Okay. So you're not that young. Not that old. Not a spring chicken, but, you know, you'll do.
Oh, my God. He said one of my sayings. I say that all the time when I'm hungover. I'm like, I ain't no spring chicken, y'all.
I'm always fucking hungover, so, you know, it is what it is. Oh, I know.
According to your Snapchat, excuse me. Well,
I drink a lot.
It's Snapchat.
I know. There's a lot of snatch on there. I try to keep it off, but it just doesn't know how to stay away. There's a lot of thirsty-ass women on my social media. I love them. If it wasn't for thirsty women, I think I'd be fucked up.
I mean, and I got a lot of thirsty men. I'm like, do we need this? Like, that's what gets me all overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no way, no Jose, But you have a nice beard. It's, like I said earlier, it's suitable.
Well, thank you. You're redheaded from Texas and look like you got a dump truck for an ass. So you can't be half bad yourself.
No, and I'm wearing a shirt that has cocks on it. It says, don't be a picker. So, I mean.
Well, that doesn't seem like the only cocks that'll probably be on your chest later.
Oh.
I'm just saying. It's early in the night. It looks like you probably got some cowboys over that way.
What is it? The night is young?
The night is young. And they said the cowboys over there are hung, so you're good to go. We don't know anything about that in Georgia. We got little peckers, you know, they're honest and they do a good job.
Well, you know what I say is people always say that, like, everything's bigger than Texas. And I'm like, everything is bigger than Texas. The good Lord blessed me with a chest, an ass, thick thighs, and a personality the size of damn Texas. And it's going to take a very manly man to handle me with all of my Texas-sized things going on here.
See, that's how I know we're just going to end up friends. Because last time I was in Texas, I realized that I needed a step stool to go down on bitches in Texas. And I just can't. Like, everything's bigger over there. Even, you know, I'm 5'10 on a good day. And it seems like every one of y'all are 5'10 plus.
You're wrong. I'm 5'2 on a good day. Thank
you're
you.
Not 5'2. There's no fucking way you're 5'2.
I'm 5'2 on a good day.
Hold your hand up.
Put the.
Okay, maybe you do have a little. I like a girl with little hands. You know why?
I have little hands, and my shoe size is a youth size.
Okay. You know why I like a girl with little hands?
Why is that?
Makes my dick look bigger.
I knew it. I almost said it, but I was going to give it to him. I was going to let him say it.
It's probably not the only thing you give to me. But anyway, so I want to know more about you. I want to know why so many people today tagged you. And you know, there had to be something, like I said a while ago, there was something at some point in time that made me add you. I'm very picky about who I add. And, I don't know, you've had to do something to catch my attention, but I want to know who Kayla is. So give us a brief rundown of who the fuck Kayla is.
I mean, first of all, I can tell you what caught your attention because you said it in a message. You said it's the, I think it was the curly hair and the eyes for me.
I see, but your hair is straight now, but I know.
Well, I know because I straightened it, but I have naturally curly hair.
But I know me, and more importantly, I know my libido. And if it saw you with curly hair and those eyes right there, oh, I know why I added you.
I have supernaturally, very naturally curly hair. I've just kind of learned to like embrace it recently. So that all came about. I don't know. I felt very, very honored and special that all of my people on TikTok tagged me in that. Because when I first started TikTok, if Rock Bottom had a basement, I was renting that motherfucker. Like I had it. I was there. I was straight up living there. It was awful. But everybody's like, just do it, Kayla. You're funny as fuck. You make so many people laugh. And I was like, fuck it. So I was probably about 14 beers deep and here I am making TikTok. And before I knew it, I was 3 days in. I didn't even know you had to have 1,000 followers to go live. But I hear my ass is, I could talk to a brick wall. I could make friends with, I'd be like, hey y'all, how your mom and them? And I was like, I want to go live like all these other people. And so 3 days in, I was going live. And before I knew it, I'd barely had like, you know, a few thousand followers, and I'd have a shit ton of people on my life, and not just trolls, like genuine people in there just enjoying my vibe. And like three of the main comments that I've gotten on TikTok is, you're a whole ass vibe. You are so confident and you are so incredibly like real and true to who you are. And that I still stand by, because when I started TikTok, that was one thing that I stood by. I said, I will be as vulnerable as I have to be or as real as I have to be, because social media can take people's lives completely over and change them. And that's what I don't like. So
you missed the whole ass question there.
What'd you question?
I don't need to know who you are on TikTok. I want to know who you are in real life.
Who am I in real life? That's about it. Like, you always start from when I was like little.
No, I don't want your goddamn whole life story. Here's the thing. Social media is supposed to be a reflection of you. You're not supposed to be a reflection of your social media. So okay. I want to know who Kayla is, because there has to be like a you behind TikTok. So like with all the stuff you post, what gives you the confidence? What makes you who you are?
Okay. So let's see. Fast forward through, got pregnant at 19 years old.
So let's start there. There we go.
No, we're going to start there because that's about
moms love that shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, we're not going to talk about childhood bullshit. So, oh, I bet they do, you know, the MILFs.
I fucking love MILFs.
I mean, I'm strictly dickly, but I love a MILF too. Like, shit, they cook good and all the things. So I got pregnant at 19. People were like, oh my gosh, were you scared? Nope, wasn't scared at all. I was born to be a mom. I started raising my sister when I was 12. So 19, pregnant, had my son at 20. It was the worst experience ever in my whole entire life. I ended up having to have an emergency C-section. I was like, fuck this. If this is how this shit goes, I ain't doing it again. Anyways, so he was probably about, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks old. And my sister was like, hey, I want to move back home to Texas. I said, pack your shit. My mom stayed there in Arkansas. We packed up. We moved back to Texas. Fast forward 3 years, three whole years, I did not sexually have anything to do with a man, like nothing. I talked to a few guys through the phone, but nothing whatsoever. I focused on me. That was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my whole entire life. Can I add that in there?
Yeah, hardest thing I've ever done. When did you lose your V card?
I was 17.
Okay.
17 years old. Yeah. And so I was like, oh my gosh. So I had him and I was like, all right, we're about to roll with it. You know, like, I don't know. I just didn't feel real confident about me and who I was. And so I was like, okay, 3 years. Like, I didn't even have a time limit. I was just like, we're going to roll with it. So 3 years passed. So into 2014, I was like, I'm tired of how I look like. And one day I was just like, we're going to change it. So I started walking up and down my dad's gravel road. And that's where it all started.
You got to slow down now. Don't worry. Let Joshie do the momentum here. You're going way too fast. So before you talk about, you didn't like how you felt, so you changed it. What didn't you like about yourself?
I did not like how I looked. So I seen all these other girls that were just so freaking cute and confident in these clothes and these outfits. And here I was just miserable as fuck. I was like, well, this is sad and this is depressing. Like, this ain't fun, like, at all. And I don't know, something just, like, struck inside me. And I was like, only I can change it. And I've been single now for 3 years. Single, like, ain't nobody touched me, I ain't touched nobody, single. So I was like, and I won't be happy with anybody if I'm not happy with myself. So I have to change that and I have to fix that. And so one day I just woke up and I was like, let's get it. And I started walking up and down the gravel road that I grew up on my whole damn life. And then I started incorporating like small exercises or whatever. And I never weighed myself. And before I knew it, I was like it was like insane transformation that I didn't even notice. But other people were like, Kayla, is that you? And I was like, yeah, I mean, like you look great. But the key was to never weigh myself. And before I knew it, it was like a complete lifestyle change. I would set a goal and I hired a personal trainer. And then before you knew it, I had lost 93 whole pounds all by myself, all hard work, never took a diet pill a day in my life, never had surgery. And I don't knock those things.
I'm a big fan of diet pills.
Well, you do you, boo. I did it the hard way.
No, that's fine. I respect the fuck out of you for that because, like with me, I got up to 330 something pounds. Like now I hover around 220 to 230. But a lot of mine is through diet pills, but eating right and maintaining and everything. I like to do diet pills when I drink though. That's my problem.
I did it like the most, like the legit hardest way you could ever imagine possible. And I think that's what's best for me because I have a very addictive personality anyway. So like, I probably would not have been a good idea.
You would abuse it.
Yeah. Like, and so I was up at 4 a.m. I worked out twice a day, 6 days a week. It was a complete lifestyle change. And it was never, oh, I'm going to, like, perform on stage. But it made me feel – I was high on life. Like, nobody could change that. And then I met my now ex-husband. And, oh, God, did he fuck my whole life up.
They usually do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I'd never been in, like, a serious, serious relationship before him ever. I mean, I dated somebody in high school, but what is that? Like, woo, young love? No. I'll never forget the first day I met him. And I was like, y'all better watch out. I'm going to marry this man. And everybody's like, okay, whatever, Kayla. And I was like, no. And 6 months into dating, mind you, I had my son. And his biological father never wanted anything to do with him from the beginning. Yeah, fuck him. He's a fucking little piece of shit. Anyways, so 3 years into it, like, you know, I date my now ex-husband and we're 6 months in and my son, who we never introduced him as his name. And then on his own, he was like, well, all my friends at daycare, they have daddy's like you know, can he be, you know, he's my daddy. And he was like, yeah, of course I am. You know, we had talked about it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Went all that way. And then I got pregnant with our daughter. And then before you know it, I'm standing in a dark ass courthouse because the judge was like, well, y'all are the only people I'm marrying. Do we really need to turn the lights on? I was like, nah, dude, like, it's just the day I'm getting married. It's fine. Don't, I'm glad you didn't.
You did not get married with your lights off.
Swear to God on my whole life, standing in a dark ass courthouse, like they forgot to pay the motherfucking light bill. I'm standing here like this, like, what? Like,
you didn't see that as a bad omen right there to like, I should fucking run.
Well, Josh, I was pregnant and scared and I was like, it's fine.
Okay.
In my life, I was like, it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Who needs lights to get married? It's just the day that I'm getting my marriage.
Who needs lights to get married?
And my whole
that is the most trailer park fucking comment I've ever heard in my life. And I'm from a fucking trailer park.
I grew up in a double wide my whole life. So,
we don't need lights as long as we got love. That's all I can fucking hear. That's a country song.
We should write a country song next. So, because I'm telling you, I could write a lot of country songs with my whole life, especially growing up with fighting chickens, illegal fighting chickens. That's a whole nother story. And I'd have you pissing your pants with it. But anywho.
Well, you're not here to fucking make me grin. You're here to make me fucking laugh, so we're going to have to roll back around to me pissing my pants. Nobody wants to hear, like, fucking happy shit. They want to hear funny, and they want to hear tragic.
This is tragic. Like, this probably was one of the most tragic moments of my life. Got married, whatever. None of my family knew about it. And then I finally, like, grew the balls to text my parents. I was like, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant and married. Woo-hoo. My dad was so fucking mad, like, did not talk to me. And that was, like, the worst. I was like, oh, my God. He's, like, disappointed, like, big disappointed, like, disappointed, which that was kind of a bomb. Like, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant again, and I'm married, and you knew nothing about it. Cool. I was super upset about it. Anyways, so
we kept them in the dark, just like your wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good times. Not at all. So fast forward through that, it becomes like a super toxic situation, very screwed up, fucks me up mentally. Like, I didn't even know what a narcissist was until, the end of my marriage. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that makes a lot of damn sense. So here I was, you know, before I knew it, filing for divorce when I didn't want to, but I knew that I needed to, bawling my freaking eyes out. And then I become like a severe, like, I was drinking all the time. It was a disaster. A whole lot.
What made y'all get a divorce again?
He and I just out of nowhere, like, he was very, very, very opinionated. Like, I am a natural redhead. I am very headstrong, very independent, very, like, I know what I want and I know what, like, things like that. But I also learned from him to be, like, open-minded and hear things out. And he was not. It was not about that. It was, this is how it will go. This is how it will be. This is that. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was there was a night of drinking at the house. And my mom was in town and she's from Arkansas. And it turned very violent very quick, and I had already gone to jail once before, a month prior to this. First time I actually ever been to, like, jail.
And sorry, everybody that's been on this show has been in jail at one point in time.
So are you talking about you too?
Fuck yeah, me. Definitely me.
Can I get a beer yet? Like,
why are you not drinking a beer now?
I have one. It's just, it's empty. It's very, 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 very.
No, we take beer breaks and piss breaks on this show.
Oh, my goodness. Thank the Lord. Okay, so.
Now you're fine. You just can't lose service. That's the only thing that matters.
No, I'm good. I'm the closest to the box or to the Wi-Fi modem. Anyway, so I was supposed to go Thanksgiving grocery shopping. And I was mad as hell at my ex-husband. And I was like, well, I'm going to go to Applebee's and have dollar PBR beers first. because that sounded like a good fucking idea. White trash Tammy, here I come. Sitting at the bar alone, like, no guy, like, guys were trying to pay me attention. I was like, I hope you'll face fuck a cactus after here, because I don't want to talk to you, and you don't need to talk to me, because I will fuck your life up. Don't do it. So I'm there by myself drinking dollar PBRs.
Pounding. You're trash, bruh.
Oh, what? Do you want to get, it gets better. I leave there, and I was like, fuck HEB. We're not going to HEB, to the grocery store. We're going home. I freaking had to piss so bad. I was like my ass always does. I'll piss anywhere and everywhere.
I'm just saying,
I pull over in a ditch. My 2016 Malibu LT edition gets fucking stuck. And here I'm pissing like, fuck yeah. Like, I don't even care. And then I'm like stuck. And I'm like, fuck, this isn't good at all. Like, oh my God. And I knew my ex-husband beat me home, or now ex-husband beat me home. And he's probably pacing the floor. Where the fuck is she? And I'm like, okay, so should I just run with the kids, or should I like facing like a man? I'm 5'2". Like, I will square up. Like,
I swear to God, you don't look 5'2".
Where's my, I have a paper driver's license because I lost it at a bar.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You just don't look 5'2" whatsoever. You're like a fucking Amazon.
I have to prove to you that I'm 5'2" now, like, because I'm not an Amazon.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll show you how to prove it when we get done.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, but you can't.
So, anyways, I get back to the house, and with my best friend in the car, she was driving. I was not, because I was a little intoxicated after I got stuck in a ditch with my kids. Shit. And I walked inside, and I was like, packing a bag. And he's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? I was like, I'm packing a bag. And he's like, oh yeah? And I was like, yeah, I am. And so anyways, grab my bags and the kids, and I put them out in the car, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot my hair straightener. I'm a hairstylist. And so I walk in, I get my hair straightener, and he's like toe to toe with me, yelling at me. And all I can think of is, I'm throwing this hair straightener. I threw it at the wall. I broke an almost $300 hair straightener. He calls the cops. My wife is beating me. I was like, if I'm fucking beating you, I'm about to get a cast iron and steal it out my stove. And that's what I'll use.
How tall is he? How tall is he? Give us
he's
like
6'2".
And he's, you're 5'2".
A whole foot. I'm talking.
You
like,
gotta be a whole 6'2" piece of bitch. For me, like, no offense, I would never put my hands on a woman or argue with you to the point that you had to call the law. But I'll tell you this: there's no way I'm fucking 5'10" and I'm calling the law on a woman that is not fucking 10 foot taller than me. Fuck that shit. There's no
can
way.
Can I get an amen? I was like that. Screaming in the background. I said, are you kidding me? Like, you're literally calling the cops. Like, I was like, I can't even get my leg as high as, well, actually I could in other moments of time. But
don't,
like,
don't do that. Don't do that. You're trying to make my brain go in the gutter. We don't go in the gutter. Stay in the gutter on this show.
I was like, are you kidding me? I thought, like, you stayed there, lived there. But I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I am a whole 5'2". You're 6'2". There is no way I'm beating your ass. Like, I probably couldn't even if I wanted to. But anyway, so the cop showed up, and I can't stand that man. Can't stand him. Walks up in my house, and he calls me by my first name. And here my drunk mouth, redheaded self goes. I said, you don't deserve to call me by my first name. I ain't ever gave you a glass of sweet tea on a Sunday or offered you lunch. And that's where it got the best of me, probably.
Well, now we know it doesn't matter what state you're in. If you're redheaded, you're a crazy bitch. No, it's fine. That's exactly what you say to the police when they walk in your house. No, it's fine.
He talked to me like he's my uncle or something. I said, skirt, skirt. No, no, no. Yeah. So, anyways, I had to go to jail, and that was 19 and a half. Longest 19 and a half hours of my whole entire life. Didn't have to put a jumpsuit on because they asked me, and I said, nope, don't know where that's been, and I ain't putting it on my body. So fast forward a month, drinking had been happening at my house. My mom was here, and he got very physical, and I was like, I'm not gonna press charges, you know, like, I just want him to what. And my mom straight up, and me and my mom, I love her more than life itself, but we do not fucking see eye to eye. I fucking get mad. Oh, you and your mom, I got it.
Oh, no, no, we don't, tickety- we don't, me and my mom don't like
your tickety talks. Oh, I get it. I was like, why do I relate so much to this? Like, I just can't do it. And she looked him straight in his eyes and said, tit for tat, tit for tat. He sent her, I'm sending him. And I was like, great, you just ruined my whole entire life. Like, everything is going to be a disasterful hell. And it's been a disaster for hell since then. So.
Hold on. So slow down. What now? I know I've been drinking, but I want you to go back to what you just said. When your mom said tit for tat, what was she referring to?
Tit for tat, like, oh, we're gonna like, we're going in, like, you know, what is that saying? What is that damn saying where it's like, two wrongs don't make a right? And I'm looking at my mama. I'm looking at my mama like, you raised me saying, two wrongs don't make a right, and I'm sitting here trying to live by that, and you're over here going against it.
Well, like, what did y'all do though?
Who, me and my mom or me and my ex?
No, you and your mom, like, because I'm guessing y'all are talking when the whole story you're telling is going towards your ex, right?
Hell no, my ex was in handcuffs, like standing in the bedroom in a crop top because I actually ripped his shirt, like from the it looked like a crop top.
Okay, you're so fucking bad at telling a story.
No, I go can't, back, like,
go, what happened to make you fucking rip your ex's shirt into a tank top?
Well, because he yanked my phone out of my hand and I was trying to record him acting a fool. I was like, okay, now it's my time. I'm going to show him, like, this is what you've been doing. Like, hello. So he noticed it, yanked my phone out of my hand. And that would have been the second phone that he threw across the road or the highway, whatever. So I go after him. And I'm like, all I ask for is my phone back. So I grab his work shirt that he still had on from the night before. I grab it, and it said, and it ripped in a perfect, perfect crop top. And I could not help but laugh. Like, I feel bad now for even laughing. But perfect crop top. Then he takes my phone, then he slung me around, actually, pretty good. I had bruises all over my body, hit my head on the washing machine.
Well, that didn't stop. Guy once again.
No, I mean, like, it was pretty bad and very traumatic. I'd never in my life been slung around like that by a man because I think I'm just the toughest of all things. But I stood up and I was like, fuck this, I still want my phone. And he stood up and he took my iPhone and I'm talking slammed it across the top of his knee. And when I say it looked like a teepee, it looked like a motherfucking teepee, like you're about to go spend the night.
Why did he want to take your phone in the first place? Were you doing anything that... Were you doing anything on your phone that you shouldn't have been doing?
Yeah. Well, that's what I told you at the beginning. I said I was videoing him. I was recording him.
Okay.
He walked in here and he said, if I don't get to fucking sleep, no motherfucker's sleeping. He woke the kids up, my mom up, and I said, oh, Jesus Christ, you just woke. That you woke, like, the people up that I probably would have never wanted to wake up.
Yeah.
And boy, howdy. Oh, boy, howdy. When he woke my mom up and she looked at him and she said, tit for tat, you sent her... I'm sending you. And I was like, well, there goes my whole entire life. Like, you just ruined everything.
How long ago was that?
Well, our divorce was final in 2018.
Okay. So I guess you got over that by now, though. You probably got to be feeling better. Yes. Yeah.
I'm so over that. It was a very long. Oh, God.
How many baby daddies or marriages have you had since then?
I technically only say that I have one baby daddy and I have one, like, quote unquote sperm donor.
So you have two kids.
I have two children. Okay. I've only been married one time and my parents' divorce traumatized me to where I was like, if I get married, I'm getting married for life. And unfortunately it didn't work out that way, but you know, hopeful a little bit.
I was just asking, you seem like a whole fucking Jerry Springer episode. So I figured there was like.
That's embarrassing a little.
It is. It's okay.
Oh, that's a secret.
You remind me a lot of me if I was a woman. So it's fine. I would be, if I had a vagina, I'd be a whole Jerry Springer episode.
No, I really don't have, I don't do a whole lot. Like now I don't. It's like an old lady kind of.
I highly fucking doubt that.
In my house, I feel like, I mean, look, I go wild in my house. I went to the Stockyards this past weekend. I lost half a toenail. I accidentally broke one of my friend's vapes. I lost my debit card. My ass was shown more times than I could probably. I was wearing a dress, and that alone says it.
I went to the Stockyard first time ever in this year, in March or April. I can't fucking remember. I realized then that when my daughter turns 18, first off, she's playing softball at the University of Texas, so I can move my ass to Dallas, Fort Worth, and I'm going to be at the Stockyards every weekend. I fell in love with Texas, dude. Like, How could you not? This is such a different environment.
I wish I could show you a picture of me this weekend of the group that I was with. Everybody's standing here like this. Hang on, look. Looks like this. Everybody's like, geez, I'm so cute. And here my ass is in a pearl snap dress. No fucking shoes. Because fuck shoes when you're – I just fucking kick them off. And if you wear dresses during the summer, any women, I would presume – I don't wear underwear with them. I'm out there just living my best life. But here I am in the group picture like this. Drunk as – I mean, I looked like a whole – everybody said, where's your shoes? And I was like, I didn't even know where they were.
That's the way to be. I literally – when we left that night, leaving from Fort Worth to go to Nashville, I remember being drunk and I was looking at apartments already in Fort Worth to have a separate studio. And just all I needed was my studio equipment or just some makeshift studio equipment and a bed to where I could go there a couple months out of the year, a couple weekends out of the year, just so I had a place to fucking lay my head. I didn't even have a TV. I fell in love with the people. First off, I'm already a sucker for fucking anything Western. You girls out in Texas wearing the Western wear, I will go and tell you. I thought that sundresses was my favorite thing in this world. A woman wearing turquoise and whatever the fuck else you got on, I don't know why it turns me on the way it does, but goddamn, wear that shit. I didn't know. I did not know until I was there.
So you were accidentally born in Georgia, but you should have been born in Texas, it sounds like, honey.
I think the reason I was born in Georgia and not Texas because I'm extremely lazy. And I probably would have, instead of being a farm kid, I would have had to been born on a ranch. And there's no way I would have done that manual labor. I am a lazy piece of shit. That is why I talk for a living.
And see, I mean, I can talk. So on one of my TikTok lives, somebody was like, Kayla, you need to do a podcast. Like, my whole life, everybody's like, Kayla, your day-to-day life is like a reality TV show. And so I used to joke on Snapchat. I was like, okay, welcome to Chaos with Kayla. This is, episode whatever, that's blah, blah, blah.
It's actually an extremely good name for a show. Well, Chaos with Kayla is an extremely good
name. I've been kind of thinking about, I don't know how to get into the whole thing, but everybody's like, Kayla, you need to do it.
I'll help you.
Like, people are like, you need to do it. Well, literally, like, my whole life is like a shit. Like, I have a camouflage t-shirt and it says, welcome to the shit show. I have a door hanger sign that I make. So I make the door hangers, like the wooden ones. And it says, welcome to the shit show. Hope you brought beer. Like, because you're either going to need it or you're going to want to, like, start drinking when you come to my house. Because it's fun. It's a fun, good time. But, you know, Texas is where it's at. I always say, like, everybody should at least visit Texas at least once in their life. And if you do, go to the Stockyards.
I've got to be in Nashville in November. One of my friends has bought me amazing tickets to a concert at the Ryman. But I will be going to Texas one more time this year. I don't know when. It's either going to be in October or December. But I will be going because I have to. I have to go back. I'm going to Texas from now on at least once or twice a year.
I mean, if you come in either one of those months, like, you know, just holler at your girl KB over here. But December's my birthday.
I'm going to tell you, if I come in either one of those months, I'm coming in both of those months. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to Texas again and not be misbehaving as much as possible.
Oh, you got it, like, completely, like, I don't know. People are always like, you just have to act completely, like, out in Texas. I'm like, well, duh. Like, well, you go big or go home.
Well, it wasn't that. It's, all right, so the way I was raised, you have manners. Well, manners have completely fucking left everybody in Georgia. Like, It's not that way. Like, you, it's not yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. There's still, like, if I've messaged you or whatever, I still to this day, I don't care if you're younger than me or you're older than me and you're a man or a woman, I say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. That's just the way I was raised. I'm polite. I say, hey, excuse me. I say, thank you. I say, you're welcome. Texas is the first fucking place when we got to the stockyard that every single fucking person that you got around had the same exact manners that I did. That it was beautiful. It was where there was no trashy people. There was no fucking ignorance. There was, it didn't matter if they was white, black, whatever they were. They had fucking manners, and that's what made me fall in love with it.
And that's literally like, okay, so I mean, I've watched some of your podcasts and stuff, and so I know what the name of it is. But, like, the way I was raised, growing up, we didn't really talk a whole lot of politics and stuff. So I've just kind of had to learn that on my own, which has kind of been scary a little bit. But, like, or a lot, to be honest, like, a lot. But like, I don't know, I guess I've gone through a fucking lot in my life. I mean, a lot, like it is taking me, a lot of come to Jesus meetings, to get to where I'm at. But like, I look at everybody, like we all bleed red. We're all the same people. Like there's nobody on TikTok that is far bigger. Now I may look at you and I'm like, oh damn. Yeah. I got excited. Cause look how fine he is. You know, he's kind of rather good looking and stuff, but I don't look at anybody like, oh my gosh, they're a celebrity. Like, holy cow. Like,
I don't think TikTok makes celebrities, to be honest with you, though.
No,
I think that TikTok makes people relevant, but it is what you do after the fact that TikTok makes you relevant to who you are. I don't think TikTok has the power to make you a celebrity.
No, I wish you had probably joined some of my other lives where I've talked about this before, where I'm like, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, Kayla, you're famous. I'm like, ooh, that word disgusts me. It makes me want to throw up. I'm like, I would rather be like, I'm well-liked. Like, I want to be well-liked for who the fuck I am and what I believe in. Like, people try to come in my live and talk politics. I'm like, look, I don't talk politics just because it causes like a disaster and an uproar. But that doesn't mean that I steer away from what I believe in and what I stand for. But here in Texas, like, I was raised, you know, like, yes, you know, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, respect. And I do have respect for myself, despite me dancing with a sundress on and acting a little bit out of character.
Hey, it's not out of character. Every once in a while, you deserve the right to go wild. Well, I mean, we all do.
They all talk to me because like, you have to go. Because I do right now, in this moment, have a lot going on in my life. Could potentially lose the roof over my children's heads because of my ex-husband and things like that. And so I do have a lot going on. And they were like, Kayla, you need to do it. And I was like, you know what? I don't go out a whole lot. I really don't. I stay to myself. I just do my TikTok thing and I hang out at home and I water my plants. My plants are like my other babies. So I'm like an old lady, but in a 29-year-old's body. You know, I'm every man's dream. I just don't understand what's going on. Like, I love to drink beer, and I can grill a badass steak.
I will go ahead and tell you. I'll go ahead and tell you what your problem is. I can see right now, you're very attractive, obviously, and you seem like fun, but you obviously seem like not the type of woman you want to argue with. You would scare the absolute fuck out of me. I can go and tell you're very argumentative, and if you don't get stuff done your way, you're a complete bitch.
Okay, no, so
I went for the rebuttal. Go ahead.
No, it's not an argument to that. That hands down was 100% me when I was married. 100% me. And I didn't even think it was. Like, I argued that up until a moment happened. I remember the exact moment when it happened. And that's when I was like, hey, yo, Kayla, it ain't just like, it's you too. And I'll never forget that moment. I was in the shower washing my hair. I'll never forget this. And I still struggle with it every day because I've had to always defend myself my whole life. My whole entire life, I've had to defend myself.
We cry on this show.
No, I'm trying not to. I don't like to cry. But my whole life, I've had to defend myself with my parents and things like that. And so that's where this whole very, like, you know, on the defense mode 24/7. And people are always like, why do you always feel like you need to argue? Because my whole life, like, even when I was telling the truth, I was pretty much being accused of, like, I wasn't. And so that's one thing about me that's, like, I wish I could, like, fully 100% change. But
I don't think should. Even though I'm, like, me giving
you gosh, but you just told me that's what's wrong with me. So I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, Josh.
Hold on, Dick. Give me a second.
Can you at least be my friend so I don't die, like, alone and gray?
No, it's definitely. I'll probably be more than your friend until we're not friends anymore. But no, what I mean is like, I can tell right off the bat that that's who you are. You're defiant. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It just takes a certain type of person to deal with that shit. Now, like, I can tell you right offhand that me and you, oh, we'd fuck like rabbits, but we would not get along dating whatsoever. At 33, I understand that to where it's like, this is going to be my friend. Like, we're not going to ruin each other's lives. Like, we're not going to ruin each other. We're not made for each other. Because the first time you went off on me, I'd be like, hey, look, your redheaded ass can hit that doe, or my redheaded ass can hit this doe. Whichever one you'd rather, like, take. But that doesn't mean that either one of us are bad people. It just means that you have to have yin to yang. You can't have fire and fire. That's where a lot of people fuck up, is they want to have a fire and a fire. No, you have to have fire and water. You have to have, like...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
People that fucking counteract each other. Me and you, always toxic. 100.
You now, think so?
Oh, absolutely. Now, would we have a very good time? Yes, but then somebody's going to end up with a restraining order, and I ain't about that life.
No, I will say, because I wasn't, oh God, I made the fucked up decision. I was like, I thought it was a good guy. I thought it was a good idea to get a TikTok relationship.
Don't.
Boy, oh, no, I did, and it was fucking bad. It's fucking fucked up bad. Fucking worst decision I ever made. Anyway, yeah, so let's just move. Oh, God. I think I would rather. I'd rather take a trailer hitch to my shin 7 days a week, 365 motherfucking days a year, than to ever repeat that shit show ever again. And I've had a lot of shit shows in my life. And hell no. Wow. No, don't. But I did change a whole lot. Like, I stood so quiet in a lot of situations, and I was proud of myself. I patted myself on the back, like, because I have a mouth on me, and it gets
the best of me. Oh, no shit. I could have never figured.
Did you guess it? Or
gave it away? The redhead, or you wishing you were Miranda Lambert all the time?
I just wish I could be her friend.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly fuck? What the fuck's wrong with you. That's what every one of you bitches want to be, is Miranda Lambert or her friend.
I don't want to be her, because I don't want to be a blonde, because I done did that.
God damn, I just want to be under her one time.
I mean, look, I'm strictly dickly, and I'd probably be okay. Like, man, she's a badass bitch.
That thick woman can get every inch of me, and it's only about 2 inches, but God damn, it's cute.
Her and Beth Dutton, I'm telling you.
Oh, Beth Dutton? No. I'll go ahead and tell you. Beth Dutton? No. She does not turn me on whatsoever.
Not at all.
Beth Dutton is the ruiner of men. And at 33, I understand that, you know what, that looks real pretty, but it's going to cost way too goddamn much in the long run.
You know, I actually, like, okay, so I just rewatched Yellowstone all 3 seasons because I bought them for the 6th time. And now that I rewatched it, I'm like, you know, like, I don't know if I'd ever want to love her. Like, I really don't know.
Well, like, that's the thing. Men want to love that in their 20s because it's beautiful. It's fucking rich. It's everything. You know, it fucks like crazy. Like, that's what you want in your 20s. In your 30s and 40s, you're like, that takes way too much effort. Like, I don't want to go to work all day and then come home and have to work like this. It's way too much effort. That is for a younger
Preach.
Man. That
Preach.
Is for a younger man.
Like, for real, amen. I do, like, at first, when I first watched it for the first time, I was like, she's a badass bitch. And, like, the fourth, fifth, sixth time, I was like, God, she's a lot. She's a lot. And she's kind of actually a lot crazy.
A lot crazy, my ass. She's a whole hell of a lot crazy. You realize, like, and that's where a lot of people on TikTok just don't understand. You have these women on here that always complain about, oh, I'm single and I just want a good man and all this shit or whatever.
The blue collar man.
Yeah, and they're gorgeous and they're beautiful. Men who have something going for themselves, see them, hear what they're saying, their message or whatever, and we know right off bat, like, bitch, you are 10 tons of crazy in a 5-pound bag. I don't want shit to do with you. I don't care how good you look or whatever. I have a friend, and I'm not going to call her out, but I have a friend. She makes a whole lot of money doing a certain website. She's very attractive.
OnlyFans?
Well, we're not going to say the website, but maybe.
Thought about it.
Man, I don't blame you. I'd probably put them big redheaded titties on there.
Preach.
But, like, she's always talking about how she can't find a good man. But she is bat shit crazy. Good person. Good person if you're not dating her or fucking her. But bat shit crazy outside of that. I understand why men don't want to deal with her. And it's like, as her friend, I have to be like, hey, look. You can't do this. You cannot do this. That's why you run them off. It's not, you're not a good person. It's not that you're not beautiful. But when you're fucking talking about ring sizes on the second date and shit like that. Like, no, thank you. We don't want that shit.
Oh, see, that shit scares the fuck out of me. Like, I have guys trying to come up in my shit, like, all the time. They're like, oh my God, like, I want to marry you. And I'm like, whoa, I don't even barely know your name. Like, that shit terrifies the shit out of me. But I don't know, dating in your 30s, it's like dating. Like, I feel like I need to have a good therapist on standby. I feel like I want to do hard drugs, and I feel like everybody pissed in the dating pool.
No. What you need to do is you need to tell the guy this, because you're almost in your 30s, so I'm going to give you a little
advice. Is this dating advice? I'm here for it.
This is dating advice. You have to tell him, hey, look, you just have to be real with me. If you want to fuck, say you want to fuck. If you want to date, say you want to date. If you want a wife, say you want a wife. Most women in their 30s or after, I won't even say 30s, after their first divorce, they understand, because women mature faster than men anyway. If I look, that's why I have such a good relationship with a lot of women, is where I will be honest with you. Like, I want something. I don't want something temporary. I don't want something temporary. I want something extraordinary. But until extraordinary comes along, I'm going to fuck a whole lot of temporary. And I will tell you that, like, I need some people to be around me that do not catch feels. If you start to catch feels, you can also catch an Uber.
Are you going to pay for the Uber?
Probably not. I'm cheap.
Oh, well, fuck. Fuck that. I'll pray for that girl.
You should, because that bitch is going to have to pay for her way there and back.
I mean,
get laid.
And I 100% agree with you. What's so sad, though, is I 100% agree with you. Like, I don't just come out and, like, when I'm, you know, like, meet, like, I've always been friends with guys first, way before I've ever been friends with women.
I'm the same way with women.
Oh, I know. You have a way with words. And when I seen that first fucking TikTok, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, who the fuck is he and where is he at? I had no idea who you were. But, like, I think a lot like a man. And I think just because I've been burned so badly that people are always like, what? Like, do you not ever answer text messages, Snapchat, DMs? Like, no, I really don't. Like, unless you really stand the fuck out to me, probably going to ignore you. Don't take it personal, I guess. I don't know. But don't, like, not the one. It's bad.
I just figured out at some point in time, the best way to be is just brutally fucking honest. I think I spent my entire 20s lying to women.
I don't have to lie. Though I am brutally honest, And then they get all butt hurt and sad and all upset. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, like, I have my insecurities just like every man, right? I have my insecurities, but I've turned to grips with my insecurities. Like, I'm not fixing to start being a better lover. My dick ain't getting no bigger. Like, my I'm not fucking finna lose my tummy. I'm insecure. I'm not getting no taller. So those are like my insecurities, right? So once you come to terms with those insecurities and know that that's you and that's part of you, that's all you have to offer, then this is what I have to offer you. If you don't like it, no one said that you had to like it, because I can't change me and I'm not going to try to change you. So we're either going to fucking do this together and be on the same page, or if we're not, then you can dip the fuck out or I'll dip the fuck out. You tell me what we need to do.
Fucking preach. I think that's where a lot of people go wrong nowadays, because they don't have that confidence within themselves to tell that person, like, hey, like, this is it. This is what you get what you get, and you don't throw a motherfucking fit. And if you try to throw a fit, well, you better get to go ahead and kick in rocks, because
what does it do to throw that foot? I mean, that's the thing. Like, what does it do to throw that fit? It makes you end up looking like a psycho. Like, whether it's you or me. Like, I don't want to throw a fit. I would rather you wear a fucking sign around your neck that says, look, I'm here for free dinners and fucking. Like, I'm here for tacos and dick. If that's what you're here for, baby, I got you. I know this nice Mexican restaurant, and I got about 4.5 inches for you. So, like, that's me.
I mean, you, and you're, let me tell, like, whoever ever listens to this, he is being 100% honest.
A lot of people. Listen,
so, when he added me back on Snapchat or whatever, I had sent him a Snapchat or whatever, and I was like, oh my gosh, I may or may not have almost kind of freaked out. And he said his exact words were, I ain't gonna lie, I almost may or may not have freaked out when I seen cleavage. I had my bathing suit on. I mean, super honest. Like me, I'm super, super honest. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this is who I am. Like, I've always said it's gonna take a manly man with two large hands to deal with me, because I am a whole ass hot mess.
I know, I can tell. It's not bad to look at. But see, like what you just said, like people send shit like to me. Like, and I know you was just playing whenever you said I almost freaked out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like purposely send you my titty cleavage.
No. I know you should have. It would have been better, but you know, it's whatever. But no, it's where, like, I say stuff back to people like that to let you know. And it was nothing against you, but where I stand. Like,
that's what I just said. It shows where you stand as a person. And I respected that shit, because that's how I am as a person. Like, hey, this is how and I guess that's probably where I go wrong with a lot of guys is
probably
they don't expect that. Oh, well,
no, there's nothing wrong with you won't be. Just remember this. Everybody is wrong for you except the one person that's right for you. You're supposed to deal with all these stupid fucks. But the difference is when you start being real to yourself, then you find somebody that just connects with you and can accept the real part of you. The reason I say smart ass shit back to people, like how when you sent me something, is because the last thing I ever want is somebody adding me or following me and them thinking, oh, I'm going to change this guy, or, oh, this guy, I'm fixing to make him fall in love with. No. If you send me a picture and you say, hey, which you were just playing. It was obvious that you were playing when you sent me what you said. It was,
yes.
There's some people that it's not so fucking obvious.
No, I was just being so joking. You, like, oh my gosh.
You could tell. You could definitely tell you were joking. Some people you can't. So I try to go above and beyond to where some people might see it as rude or sexist. Or I've been blocked several times. But it's like, I need you to know that when I tell you to add me on something, that I'm not telling you to add me because you're about to fucking get a boyfriend. At the least, you might get a dickering. That is the least. Like, that is the least and most. You might get a quality dickering. But that's it. You're not going to get... I'm not going to date you. I'm not fixing to whatever. If I was going to date you or I was interested in you, I would want to get to know you. I would want to talk to you outside of saying, hey, add me on goddamn Snapchat. Like, you seem like somebody, if I was in Texas, I would be like, hey, I'd like to get to know you. But you live in fucking Texas. I live in Georgia. I'm a fucking realist.
I'm just saying, the next time you come to Texas, you know, we should at least hang out.
I know, we will. You can wear that sundress with no panties on again. We'll see what happens.
A pearl snap dress at that, okay?
Whatever it was, I like pearl snaps on me.
Probably my most favorite dress.
Do you see my cowboy pictures I took last week?
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of all over my For You page, which I hate it when people tell me that shit about me, but I'm like,
I don't even know what it means.
Come on now, Josh.
I really don't like.
No, do you know how good I felt though when people were like, "Oh my God, I love Josh Terry," and I was like, "I don't even know who's Josh Terry," and they were like, "The guy that you duetted," and I was like, "I felt bad." I was like, "He's gonna hate me because I did not know who the fuck you were. Had no clue. Had no idea." I was like, "I don't. Whoever this motherfucker is that just came across my For You page, he's somebody I could probably want to." Think about taking, hello, whoever raised you, praise them.
There you
and
go.
Everybody was freaking out.
It was my daddy. My dad.
Well, praise your daddy. By the way, how is your daddy doing?
It was my grandmother. It was my grandmother's, my ninny and my mima. They're the reason why I am about women.
Well, how's your daddy, though?
He's struggling, but he'll be all right.
I told everybody in my live right before I got off. I said, by the way, his dad just recently broke his neck.
I very much appreciate you asking. It's going to be rough. He's worked since he was 16. He don't know how to sit there and be still. But he's tough. He's Terry tough. We're a different breed. You're from Texas, so you'll get this. We should have been cowboys. I mean, we should have. We should have been cowboys. I just don't think – I don't know if we're tough enough to exactly be cowboys, but we're cowboys.
I'm pretty tough. Like, people always say that, Kayla, you can do more things than a lot of men can do, because I really can. Like, I can hang sheetrock drywall. I can use every power tool imaginable. I mean, I literally can do a lot. And that's just the way I was raised. And that's just, if somebody tell me I can't, by God, I'm about to prove to you that I motherfucking can, whether I YouTube it.
You got fucking Annie Oakley written all over you.
Well, fuck. Call me Annie Oakley. I'll be here, because I'm telling you, I can do it all, or if not all, most of it. But the older I get, I'm like, okay, it ain't that bad if you just let a man just go ahead and do it. Like,
you know what has tickled me on TikTok that has become a trend is women all of a sudden talking about, okay, I fuck this being an independent woman. Like, I need a guy to come carry my groceries in the rain. Like, it tickles me. It tickles me, but it's a funny way, because I'm not sexist whatsoever, but I don't like feminism. I don't like feminism whatsoever. And I have a daughter who I want to be a fucking Viking queen. Like, I want.
She's going to be a badass, so. Oh,
she is. Absolutely. Gracie will be a.
My daughter is giving me a run for my money already, and I'm crying.
That's usually what happens. But, like, I think there's an even ground there. I think that it is a beautiful thing when a man says that he needs a woman. And I think it's beautiful when a woman says she needs a man. Like, I don't understand why all these people are trying, especially like feminists. They're like, oh, we don't need a man. We don't fuck. Your man wants you to at least make you pretend that you fucking need him. Otherwise, he'll find a woman that needs him.
God, could I not agree with you more 100%. Now, actually, my master bathroom toilet is still fucking broke from the other night. From my 5-year-old daughter aggressively flushing the motherfucker.
Of course, I mean, you don't blame it on your child.
No, she came in there. She said, "I ripped the handle came off."
Just so happens that's the same night you went to Taco Bell, but whatever.
Okay, but she broke it, and I was like, "I can fix it." Oh, I fucking did not fix it. The whole guts in the toilet fell to the bottom, and I was like, "Well, we're fucked. We're fucked big time." So we're down to one toilet. So I came to realize, like, now, do I need a man to, like, want, like, to need a man? No, but do I want a man to be, like, I need, like, a very alpha male. Like, hey, I'm going to do this. I need somebody to put me in my motherfucking place is what I need. Like,
see, you're full of shit, because that's what all women say. I am telling you, that is what every woman fucking says until a man puts in her place.
No, I'm an alpha female. So it's like, I know, I've been there and I've done that. I think I married probably one of the most alpha males. And that was hard for me because I was like, motherfucker, you ain't putting me in my motherfucking place. I'm fixing to show you. Like, hell no. Nobody, my daddy and my mama ain't even. And then after I got divorced and I was left to be like, I had to grieve somebody that was still alive. And that was the worst thing. That was awful. The worst thing I've ever gone through. And that's when I realized, like, Kayla, shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down and actually listen. Like, listen to, like, hey, if a man's like, hey, this is what I'm going to do, just be like, sounds great. Well, just do it.
There's a difference in a fucking narcissist and an alpha. Like, you got to know, like, an alpha.
They can't be half and half.
No, they can't be. They can't be. Because an alpha will tell you what to do or say, well, hold on. First off, you're not supposed to tell anybody what you're going to do. You're supposed to say, hey, this is how we're going to do it. And I want you to be okay with it. The second that, like, if I say, hey, Kayla, I'm going out with my boys tonight, but next weekend, this is how you're supposed to do it. Hey, I'm going out with my boys tonight, but next weekend, you can go out with your friends. I'll watch the kids. Like, if you're going to be an alpha, you have to take care of the fucking, the queen. Like, there's, you can't fucking not, you still have to show a tender side even being alpha. That's how I am. If anybody's ever dated me, they know that I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. But I do it in a way to where either you're involved or it is equal. Is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Is if I can go do something and I say, hey, I'm going out with the boys, it is okay without me ever saying it that you can go out with your girlfriends. Go have fun. I want you to have fun.
And I think that's what most people, that's what on social media, most females are like, that's what I want, and this, that, and another. And I'm like, but until, like, that's what I would love, but I've never got to experience that at all. Like, I wanted him, like, go have fun, whatever. But the moment that I tried to, oh my God, it was a total shit show. Like, I got locked out of the house, I had to break into a window. I could tell y'all a story, a whole ass window in my house.
Men get too jealous when their old ladies go out. I mean,
but for what though? Like, I can barely keep up with one man, more or less multiple.
But also, this just happens to be me. If I think that you're cheating, like when you come home or whatever, or at any point in time I think you're cheating, I'm just going to break up with you. It don't have to be because you went out. It's because I have to be, I don't trust you. The second I don't trust you, I'm just not going to be with you. I have to trust somebody to be with them. I don't care if you go to a fucking swinging dick competition and you're the only girl there and you're the fucking one testing, like measuring the swinging dicks to see who's got the biggest swinging dick. I know that if I trust you and we're dating, that you're coming home to me and that all you did was your job and you're leaving.
100%. And I've never cheated on anybody in my whole entire life. One, because I've sat there and watched that happen before my eyes with my parents, and I watched my dad cry for the first time, and that killed me. And I was like, who would ever cheat on, like, that was awful, like, to betray somebody.
I used to be that way when I was young. I haven't been that way in a very, very long time since my daughter was born. Gracie will be 10 this year, but I used to be that way. It's just insecurities, man. That's it. It's insecurities, or it's you're not happy in the situation you're in and you don't know how to get out of it. So you just fucking, you act out. It's not right. Mm-hmm. There's nothing right about it. It's not right whatsoever.
God, if I could talk about the whole TikTok relationship that I experienced, it was a motherfucking shit show. But you just explained it all in a nutshell. Literally all in a nutshell. Like, I was so proud of myself. Like, I had worked on myself so hard to, like, not bring, you know how people are always like, don't bring past, you know, insecurities into a new relationship, da da da, blah blah fucking blah. Well, I didn't. And then here I was getting accused of shit, and I was like, fuck, I worked hard.
I've met two couples off of, well, I kind of know Kelsey. I don't really know Kelsey. I've had her on the show. Kelsey and her husband are
perfectly guy, Kelsey.
Yeah, she's been on my show. She's cool as fuck.
Oh my God, she's fucking amazing.
She is. I didn't think I'd like her at all. And I ended up, by the time we got done with our show, I was in love with her.
Can I say something? I'm surprised that you like, because you seem like the type that would probably not like.
I like people that are real and honest about who they are. And
very
she was,
blunt.
Yeah, and she was. And she stood up for what she believed in. She stands up for what she believes in. I can respect that. I don't care how different you are than me. That woman, she stands up for what she believes in. She doesn't apologize for it. And she does it the right way. I have the utmost respect for her. I like her and her old man. Jimmy and Jimmy Jones and Brianna.
Jimmy Jones and Brianna?
Yeah, Brianna and me are real tight. Brianna's been at the studio several times.
I freaking love them.
I know, they're awesome. I absolutely love them. They're real. And then I just had the Dirty Prescott kids. I just had Travis and Sweet Caroline on. Absolutely fucking love them. They're the only, and if I'm missing somebody here and y'all want to fucking argue with me,
call you out.
Whatever. Those are the three that I can fucking sit here and remember. But every other TikTok relationship that I've seen, it's fucked up. I don't want to meet somebody off TikTok, to be honest with you.
No, I knew from the get-go, like, I was like, how in the fuck? Like, okay, so it's a running joke on my live. It's like, welcome to Tinder Talk. Can I take your order? I'm like, you have to go through me. Like, it's a straight shit show. But, like, how did I know that that was going to be the three couples that you were about to name? Like,
they're honest.
I knew it. So
And Ginger Billy and his wife. But I didn't talk to Ginger Billy's wife, but Ginger Billy did the show.
I knew it was not going to be like, oh, yeah. God, hell to them. But I'm like, where do you meet somebody when you're about to be 30 years old? At the freaking farmer's market, picking up tomatoes and lettuce?
See, I think you do.
Oh, well, you do? I need to go to the farmer's market.
You should. For me, I'm not going to meet anybody off TikTok. That has it now. Like, if I meet somebody off TikTok that doesn't have a following, that's one thing. If I
can
meet
somebody, unfollow me, please. Just kidding.
But I can't meet
that was
somebody,
a joke.
I know it's cute though. I like it. I like you playing like that. I cannot meet somebody that has a following on TikTok and take you serious because I don't know. I do not know. Like, it would have to
double standard though, Josh.
I didn't say it fucking wasn't. I like this.
He's getting loud.
Yeah, I get loud. I get bossy. My thing is you don't know my intentions. I don't know your intentions. But I can, like, it's hard enough to control one side of that aspect. This is my livelihood. TikTok just happens to be a gateway to meeting awesome people like you and every other. I didn't start my TikTok till November. I didn't want to have a fucking TikTok. I got talked into it. I did not want a fucking TikTok. I hate fucking TikTok. I hate all.
I love that you have it.
Yeah, I fucking hate anything like this because I think it promotes the wrong thing. I think that it, like, and all I mean by this is,
I love this.
It used to be to where you got acknowledged for being an individual. That's how you got known. TikTok has made it to where instead of you coming up with your own things and becoming like an individual, people are doing trends. That's how they get known. That is not fucking my biggest thing with it is you're not a fucking influencer. People like you. You're not a goddamn, I'm not an influencer.
I 100% agree with you. Like, do you know how many times I'm scrolling through and I'm like, God fucking dang it. I'm so sick and tired of seeing the same motherfucking trend over and over. But to me, I'm like, well, that's, you know, oh, I'm going to use this sound because, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
If you look at mine, though. I don't post what everybody
posts. No, you're different. Yeah, that's why I said you're different. When you came across my For You page and you're just talking out of your brain, I'm like, why have I not, like, I should have started that shit because I have a lot in my brain I could talk about.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I started off 6 years ago being really big on Snapchat when Snapchat first started. I had to quit Snapchat in the capacity that I had it because I got hired in country radio. And country radio wouldn't let me do certain things that I was doing on Snapchat or say certain things. So, backed off of that. Well, when that was over, I started my own studio, and now I get to play by my own rules and do what the fuck I want to. But one thing that is true no matter what you do, that if you're not an individual and you don't stand out and you don't do stuff your own way, well, then somebody's going to do the same trend or whatever that you're doing, but they're going to end up fucking doing it better and people are going to forget about you. You have to be an individual. If you're not an individual, you're fucked in this stuff. That's what is going to happen to so many people, that they're going to think, oh, I'm a big shit because I'm on TikTok. And I got fucking a couple hundred thousand followers. TikTok's going to go away. At one point in time, I had 150,000 followers on Snapchat, like when I was big and called the Bearded Bastard. And it goes the fuck away. It always does.
And that's where there's a lot of people that they'll try to like dual live me or whatever. And they're like, oh, you know, I've got like this many, this, that, and another. But I'll never forget, I probably had maybe like 30-something thousand followers on TikTok. Never did I think I'd ever have that. But one of my, a big friend of mine, I mean, like I'm friends with Kevin Lawson, Ty Garcia, Tainted Lyric on TikTok and stuff like that.
They've been at the studio. Cody,
I love all of them. Cool. Kevin Lawson's probably hands down.
I don't know him.
Well, he's amazing. But I'll never forget when Tainted Lyric came into my life. I was like, oh my God, he said I was funny. Like, y'all, he's probably like super freaking, like he's probably one of the funniest. But anyway, shit.
You're good.
Sorry, my thing said it was gonna die. He said, he's like, low key, Kayla. And he has almost 800,000 followers. He said, low key, Kayla, you should have way more followers than I do. And I'm sitting here, he said, only because of your lives. He said, it has nothing to do with you posting like content or videos or whatever. He said, you're so real. And he said, and in your bio, I thought of it one day and I said, going live is my content, because I talk about anything and everything. And that's when people are like, you have to do a podcast, Kayla, you have to do it. And I was like, I don't even know how to do that. Like, I'm so far from it. But I started this to be very, very real. And it's very rare to find very real, genuine people on any social media app.
Well, they're just not there. I mean, you can tell. Like,
they're there for a show.
Well, there's like so many people that I usually call them one trick ponies anyway. There's so many people that only know how to do one thing on social media. The thing is, the reason why my podcast is successful is because I can literally go from talking to what is it called? Shit, I'm going to fuck this up. Crossroads Recovery Ministry that helps with recovering addicts. Two, I can have six degenerate bastards in here, drunk as hell musicians, and us talking. Like, I can do everything. I can relate to everybody because I'm just being a real fucking person. I'm not putting on a show for you.
Preach. I've had people come into my lives, and I mean, I've talked about anything and everything. Like, I've had people message me and they're like, Kayla, you saved my marriage. And I'm like, well, fuck, I couldn't even save my own marriage, but I'm glad I saved yours. Shit, yeah, man. Like, I guess I learned something and I helped somebody out with something. Or I've had people message me and they're like, hey, you stopped me from killing myself. And I'm like, thought about it a few times, tried it, you know, tried it three whole times. Like, so I guess I've just talked about just real shit that I've fucking gone through. And that's when you know, like, hey, mama, I made it, because I don't, like, I've been through it, so I'm going to talk about it. And it's so hard. I've joined so many people's, like, lives or what the fuck ever. And I'm like, what is this? Is a show. Like, this is a performance.
Yeah, I don't do, like, I even messaged you in your live earlier. Like, I don't join other people's lives. Like, if I know you, I'll pop in there for a few seconds. I'll say, hey, then I'll dip the fuck out. It is very fucking rare that I'll sit there for a minute, because I don't know who to take serious. I don't know who's genuine and who's not.
Well, so what do you think of me? Can I ask you a question, Mr. Host?
Yeah, you can. I think you're very genuine. I think you are. I think that you don't give a fuck in the right way. I think there's a lot of people that misconstrue not giving a fuck. I don't give a fuck, but I do it in the right way, to where I still have manners. I still know how to, like, not be rude to someone. And
to treat people right.
Yeah, to treat people right.
With respect.
Yeah, it's respect. And that's what it boils down to. There's a lot of people that don't give a fuck, and they just disrespect everybody. You seem
that
like the same.
That makes my heart happy. That makes my heart happy, because literally, like, that's what I try so hard. Like, you know, I never did I ever think that I was going to have, I don't have I think I've got like 77,000 followers, whatever.
Well, it's not about that. It's the person you are.
It's freaking preach. I've preached that. I'm like, y'all, it's not about the numbers. It is exactly who you are as a person and who you present. And y'all, I've talked about anything and everything, and I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck, but in the right way. But yet I respect other people's thoughts, opinions, you know, things that they believe in, whatever. Like, I'm not here to personally attack people or hurt people's feelings, but I still stand for what I believe in, and nobody can change that. Well, and nobody will change that.
I'll tell you this as we end the show, but I've had people on the show that's had millions of followers. You did a better job and were more real than those people. And like, just how like, if Tane had told you, I wasn't a big fan of him. I wasn't a big fan of him at the studio. He rubbed me the wrong way. But then I got to see some stuff that he posted when he wasn't putting on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he wasn't trying to be on, and that's when he won me over. Like, when I saw who he was really, like, that's what won me over.
Before he became the singer, you know, like, that's when he started following me. Like, when he was doing just him being him is when he started following me. Man. And that was him. Like, I 100%
well, agree with you. As somebody who's around musicians, first off, I'll say this, and this is like, this is the real person that I am. If it was not for TikTok, he would not be considered a musician. Like, I'm not being ugly towards the fella. He's better than I am. He's way fucking better than what I would be. But the thing is, I'm around musicians. The guy that actually travels with them, if Brian is still traveling with them, Brian is a fucking beast. Brian played for me that night. They were at the studio. He's a fucking beast. If he was funny, if he was better looking, if he was Tainted Lyric, Brian would fucking have 10 million followers. It's just
Why doesn't he, though? Like, because he's fucking amazing.
You know why? Because TikTok don't like him.
And I guess that's why when the person that was like, Kayla, you should have way more followers than me, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I guess because just TikTok just doesn't like me. But I'm like, and that's where I've almost like kind of pulled myself away from TikTok, because it's like, I've been banned so much.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
who gives a fuck? Another. I mean, honestly, who?
Oh, I don't give two flying fucks. Like, I'll start my own fucking app.
I mean, I'll tell you this. Trey Lewis, who did Dick Down in Dallas, he played a show for me back in December. Trey Lewis is an amazing musician. An amazing songwriter. The fact that he got famous and people acknowledged him because of Dick Down and Out, which one of my real good friends, Matt McKinney, wrote with him, and some more buddies of ours in Nashville, is sad, because Trey Lewis before that had been in Nashville for 10 years or close to it, from what I've heard. He'd been there a long time. And he should have been acknowledged way fucking longer than he did. It took one song that was kind of crude. It's very catchy. I've played Dick Down in Dallas
just as much as
fucking anybody else. I mean, I love Dick Down in Dallas. I have nothing against the song.
It's catchy. No, it's catchy. But, very catchy.
But TikTok made it a thing. Same thing with Tainted Lyric. I think he's an extremely good person. I wish him absolutely the best, but he's not a fucking songwriter. If it wasn't for TikTok and his following, there's a lot of girls on here that are worth millions now because of OnlyFans, right? If it wasn't for TikTok saying that they were cool, they wouldn't be worth fucking millions.
Look, the only reason I ever thought about OnlyFans is because I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm tired of watching these bitches get rich on Lonely Fans. And I mean, I'm pretty lonely. Like, can I get on there?
Well, it just
and
depends.
I was like, nah.
Well, I'll tell you.
No,
this.
I could never in my whole entire life ever, like, I could hear my daddy and my mama in the back of my head, and I could never in my life do it ever. I just think it's bullshit.
I have nothing against the women that do it and make life-changing money. But if you don't make life-changing money and you end up putting your butthole on the internet for $1,500, then I kind of feel bad for you. I really do. I fucking do.
At least you're honest.
I do.
At least you're
I do.
Now, I can't do it. Like, I'd rather go outside, because this is how hardworking I am. I'd rather go outside with these Fisker scissors right here from back in probably 1996 when I was playing kindergarten and cut grass than to expose myself to how many people? Who knows?
Well, like,
and embarrass myself, like you just said. Like, yeah. Who knows?
Well, I actually like the shirt I have on right now is from somebody who has one, but she's made like $1.5 million in a year's time. She's bought property. She's paid for a house. She's started a brand.
But do you respect her though? Like,
still? I respect her work ethic because I know that she sees it as a means to an end. The people who see it as a job and not a means to an end is where I have a problem. And also, besides that, like I said, if you're not somebody who has a huge following on social media, there's no reason for you to fucking do it. You've got 80,000 fucking fans or followers or whatever. You'd probably make, you know, a couple thousand dollars in a week or two. Is that really worth your fucking, you know,
if I had ever thought about doing it, it had nothing to do with how many followers I ever had. I just know that, gosh, this is a tough answer to.
It has to be the followers. It has to be the followers. How else are you going to get fucking?
But it really doesn't though, because like it does, but it doesn't. You see what I'm saying? Like I don't.
I think you're ass backwards.
Go make one. Go make one. And
I don't want to make
you
one.
Make one. I'm kidding.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like somebody like you, you still have a fan base. You still have followers.
No,
you would make money, but you would not make money compared to somebody with 1 million followers on TikTok. I understand why people that have 1 million followers on TikTok want to do it, because they know they have the opportunity in a fucking week's time to make $1 million. That's addicting though. You're right.
That's addicting.
You're absolutely right.
That is fucking addicting. You sat there and said that, and I was like, I know a woman's perspective, and when it comes to motherfucking money, and they can have whatever the fuck they want, whenever they fucking want, that is addicting. To me, I would rather get outside and work like a fucking man with my dad and my brother, like I have been raised to do until my fingers bleed, than to ever expose myself on any website or whatever for the whole world to see and to hope that I make enough money to do this, that, and another. I have worked until literally my fingers have bled like a man. And so I guess it's just like the difference, but that's addicting. And those women that are saying it's like an, no, there's no end to it. It's an addiction.
That right there is why you'll have a husband before they do that.
That is why, though,
with your mindset, is why you will, every woman that is listening to this right now that has contemplated doing it, that is why you will be in a happy-ass relationship while all these people that are making these millions of dollars are not.
And good for them, to each their own on what, like, the reason why. Like, I could go do it tomorrow because I have the potential of losing the roof over my children's head very soon. But, you know, like, it's just the work ethic that I was taught and I was raised around. Like, I just can't do it. And the morals and the values that I have about myself, I don't know. Like, I'm not talking shit about the people or the women.
No, absolutely not.
To each their own. And I am here for it. Like, you do your thing, girl. Like, I will support you. But me personally, I just could never do it because I've just learned different things.
Like I said, I'm proud of the ones that have actually made life-changing money doing it. I know the ones.
Hell yeah.
They've got their kids set up. They've got the rest of their life set up. They can do what they want to, and they know they have a home paid for and all. So I can respect that. The ones I can't respect are the ones, like I said, in 2 months' time, you make $2,000 and your asshole's all over the internet for the rest of your life for your kids to see. For every employer to see, and everyone in your hometown to see. Like,
and how embarrassing, because let me tell you, when I say that my children's principals follow me. I'm like,
yeah.
I told them, I said, look, I have cussing and drinking on my TikTok. And they're like, girl, we cuss and drink too. And I'm like, there's no freaking way I could have a lonely fan. Hell no.
No. I'm glad you think that way. No, like
that's
I said,
what I think.
But also, too, let's be real. If it was where you got told tomorrow you'd make $1 million,
I'd fucking sign my motherfucking ass up tomorrow. I'd have my debit card ID because I'm in such a, like, my life has been such a disaster since I got a divorce. If it meant keeping, it had nothing to do with me, my kids, my two children mean the world to me. Like, I would die for them, and to keep a roof over their head or to do whatever, I would hands down do it. But at the end of the day, like, I would still have a little tiny bit of, like, thought, like, Kayla, what in the hell? What the hell? That's what I always say on TikTok. What the hell are you doing, girl? What the hell? But I'd still do it because at the end of the day, like, those bitches, fuck yeah, go get it, girl. Like, I wish I could do that, but here I am, probably about to go cut grass with fists for scissors from back in 1995, and we're going to do it big, y'all.
That right there is what I was waiting on this entire show, which you already led up to it. But that right there is why people wanted you on my show. That right there.
I hope you don't regret it, like, me being on your show.
I'm sure I'll regret doing something with you one day, but that probably meant I left something in too long. But anyway, I'm just playing.
I can't even take him serious. I don't know if he regrets me being on his show or not, y'all.
No, I definitely pull out. It's fine. But anyway.
Pull-out game is not weak.
Oh, no, it's not. It's on fleek. But anyway, thank you. I want to thank you, Kayla. I had a good time, and this won't be last time. I'm going to do some more shows with you. I enjoyed this.
You promise? Like, pinky promise?
I pinky promise. I had a very good time doing this.
Pinky promises are serious.
It's okay. That's usually what it's called, having sex with me, is a pinky promise. So, don't worry. It's cute as a button.
I got to keep my mouth shut.
It's a choking hazard. But anyway. Oh, my God. I'm going to get fucked up next time I go back to Texas. But anyway.
Welcome. Hey, you don't even have to get a hotel. You can stay here.
I was planning on it.
Good.
There you go. Only thing that's going to pull out in your house is your couch. But anyway, all right, folks. Well, Miss Kayla, thank you once again. Drop your social media info just in case I don't know who the fuck you are real fast. What's your TikTok and Instagram?
Do I have this topic in here?
Do what?
Did you say I have to, like, I need to drop it down here?
No, not drop it at the bottom. I just say it. Just say it.
Look, I've only had a few natty lights. I shotgunned two before I got off live because I was so nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. Just be smart.
Really, I've been smart up until now.
You really fucking the ending up here, guy.
Duh. Last time I checked, I wasn't a guy. Okay.
We'll see with the Snapchats when we get done with this. But anyway.
my TikTok is Kayla Brianne 91. And then that's about all the social media I know. I don't know my Instagram off the bat. Don't hate me. Please don't.
Y'all come at me
and I swear, because I don't do social media. Like, I really don't. I don't do Facebook. I don't do IG or whatever they call it. I'm lame, to be honest.
She is lame, but I enjoyed you as a guest. You were very good. You were very good. Thank you for being on the show. And thank every one of y'all for listening to Politics for Living Whiskey. I will catch y'all next time.